Title: San Francisco enacts a temporary ordinance granting workers laid off due to COVID-19 a right to reinstatement. Content: On July 3, 2020, San Francisco enacted a temporary emergency ordinance requiring businesses with more than 100 employees to offer re-employment to employees laid off due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Known as the Back to Work Emergency Ordinance and aimed at mitigating the severe economic harm to individuals who have been unable to work due to the public health emergency caused by COVID-19, this enactment creates a right to re-employment for eligible laid-off workers if their prior covered employer resumes business operations and/or seeks to restaff. According to its terms, this statute will remain in effect for only 60 days. Thus, unless it is extended or reenacted, the statute will remain in effect only through September 1. However, what its lingering legal effect will be in terms of hiring rights, duties, and obligations in San Francisco beyond its expiry remains an open question. Some of its more salient points include the following: the employers who are covered by the new law and who might be held liable for non-compliance for the purposes of this new law. The term employer means any person who directly or indirectly owns or operates a for-profit or non-profit business in the city of San Francisco and who employed or employs 100 or more employees as of the date that the employer first terminated or laid off an employee on or after February 25, 2020, when Mayor Breed first declared a health state of emergency due to COVID-19. For the purposes of this article and ease of reference, these covered employers are referred to as employers, though the definition is specific to person S and says nothing about the actual businesses they may own or operate. This new law presumably also applies to those businesses. The legal effect of the definition S reference to person may, therefore, mean that liability for violation of this new law could be personal to a covered business owners/operators as well as apply to the businesses that they may own or operate. Excluded from this definition of employer are federal, state, local, or other public agencies. Also excluded are those employers that provide services that qualify as healthcare operations, including hospitals, clinics, virus testing locations, dentists, pharmacies, blood banks, pharmaceutical and biotech companies, healthcare suppliers, home healthcare service providers, mental health providers, and any related/ancillary healthcare services, as well as veterinary care and healthcare services to animals. The employees who are covered and protected by this new law, employees eligible for the protection of this new law, referred to as employees or workers, are those who, 1. Were previously employed by an employer for at least 90 days of the calendar year preceding the date on which their employer provides them with a written notice of a covered termination/layoff, and 2. Who were separated due to a layoff within the meaning the new statute, a layoff. Those whose layoff is not covered by the statute, i.e. those layoffs that are unrelated to the COVID-19 public health emergency, do not appear to be covered. The layoffs that are covered by the new law for the purposes of the new law: a covered layoff is any separation due to layoff of 10 or more employees by an employer during any 30-day period, commencing on or after February 25, 2020, which is caused by the employer's lack of funds or lack of work for its employees, resulting from the COVID-19 public health emergency, declared by the governor and/or the mayor, and any shelter-in-place order directing residents to stay at home and shelter-in-place, and prohibiting the operation of any business activities. Included in this definition is any layoff conducted in conjunction with the closure or cessation of an employer's business operations in the city. However, workers who work from home, telework, or telecommute probably are not laid off for the purposes of this new law and, thus, probably not covered and protected by this new law. The new law's substantive requirements, mandatory notifications/records regarding layoff, written notice of layoff, and right to re-employment to be given to existing employees under the new law. When an employer implements a layoff after February 25, 2020, the employer must provide workers with a written notice at or before the effective date of